Yeah. What's good? This be the G Shaw Cypher. If you don't know, you officially tuned in to On the Grind Live. What we do, we support independent and unsigned artists and anybody out there grinding in any capacity. You don't necessarily got to be an artist. You don't necessarily got to be in the music business, but you do got to be grinding, because if you grinding, we want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? You know the slogan. If you see me, you see dope people. Let me repeat myself. If you see me, you see dope people. Anything else is uncivilized. But this tonight, in the month of March, shout out to the ladies. You know what I'm saying? It's the month for the ladies, Women's History Month. You know what I'm saying? So what we doing? We gonna do it for the ladies. I'm gonna introduce y'all to somebody that's definitely doing a thing, been grinding for a long time. She on the grind. She on the grind live. You already know what it is. Shaw Cypher. Let's get it. Yeah. What's good, people?
Oh, no. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? You can't hear me? I can hear you. Uh-oh.
No, I can't hear.
Oh, man, I can hear you loud, plain as day.
Let me see. Can I get headphones? Give me 1 second. Let me put on headphones.
It's all good. This is what happens sometimes, people. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we have a little difficulties, but, you know, it happens. It's live. Mic check. We can hear you.
Hold on. Okay. I still can't hear you for some reason.
Yeah, mic check. Can you hear me?
So now I can hear you.
Yeah.
Now we on.
So as y'all know right now, we talking to Destiny Nicole. You know what I'm saying? So first of all, I appreciate you tuning in with us. How you doing? Oh, did we lose you? I think we lost her. Okay. So listen, things like this happen sometimes. You get what I'm saying? Well, we might get the artist, we might lose the artist a little bit, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We want to make sure we get her back, because she got a lot of things that we want to talk about. You get what I'm saying? And I know she's definitely a dope artist, so we're going to talk about everything she got going on. So listen, what y'all need to do, once I know she back, we'll get her back on here. What I need y'all to do is go to On the Grind Live through the Grind Report. Go to grindreport.com. We got all kinds of interviews. We got all kinds of magazines and things that you can view. You know what I mean? We got a couple things going on, a couple things that we're releasing. So we're going to keep it grinding. You get what I'm saying? I know there's people out there, so let me know that y'all out there. You know what I'm saying? And all that good stuff. So we're going to see if she back. Oh, I think she's back.
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you see me?
I can see you. I can see you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Destiny Nicole, what's good? What's going on? Talk to me.
What's going on, everybody? How are you? My name is Destiny. I'm an artist out from the Bronx. I'm also a songwriter.
BX, you got to put the X up.
You got to put the X up.
Yo, the Bronx been doing it big lately. I ain't going to lie to you. You know what I'm saying? The Bronx been doing it big. So talk to me about how it feels being an artist, you know, from the Bronx that's got a lot more spotlight. You know, that's where, you know, hip-hop was born. But for you, you're an R&B artist, singer, songwriter. Mm-hmm, so as an artist, like, how do you feel coming out of that city?
Honestly, I'm proud. I mean, I probably know a couple of like R&B artists that came out from the Bronx,
right?
But like, you don't see a lot of them that's like really out there and doing their thing for real, and like really repping the Bronx and still coming back to the community and remembering where they come from. So,
right,
we need a little bit more of that. I'm trying to bring that.
No, that's definitely understandable. How long have you been in this music business? How long have you been really taking it serious? I should say.
Taking it serious, probably since like maybe 2017.
So let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait. You said you came back to New York. Where was you at? Back up, rewind selector, come again. Where was you before that?
Well, I was in college in Northampton, Pennsylvania.
So shout out to Northampton, Pennsylvania.
Shout out to Northampton Community College.
What did you study?
I was like general studies, trying to figure out what I really wanted to do for, even though I knew that I wanted to pursue music. So that's why I minored in music education, music business.
Okay.
And production.
Okay. That's what's up. So you say you've been taking it seriously since 2017. Would you say, was that the first year you made your very first song, or would you say you made your very first song before that? Do you remember what your first song is?
I made my very first reference, and it was so cheesy and so corny. But it was called called Ecstasy.
Okay.
It's never gonna see the light of day. I don't even know where the stems are to that. I don't even know where the record is.
No, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm an artist too.
I did that in college.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know what? It's that first taste of recording and really getting your feet wet in the recording path and things like that. Okay, so you've been taking it serious since 2017. But when was the first time you fell in love with the music?
Oh my God, I feel like I've been on repeat with this story.
Okay.
But it's true. My mom is a dancer.
Okay.
And my dad is a singer in the Spanish industry. So she would always take me to when she would teach her classes and stuff like that. So I was always around entertainment.
Okay.
And then my dad, with him singing, he would always be at Orchard Beach doing shows and stuff like that. Right. So I was always basically into it. And then I was singing in church, doing little plays and showcases in school, since I was little.
Right.
In fifth grade, I remember we did Grease.
Wow. Yeah.
We did Grease.
That's what's
so I'm up. I was okay, I really like to do this. I like to perform. I love to perform. Definitely. So doing that, I was just, I don't know. It was just, I felt like it was just, as cliche as it sounds, destiny.
No. So is destiny your real name?
It is? Yes.
Okay. Yes. The reason I ask that, because I always like to ask the question, what is the origin behind the choosing your brand? So when I look at your name, I don't necessarily just say, that's your stage name, right? That's your brand. When people look at you, they're gonna recognize. If they recognize you, they always gonna say Destiny Nicole, right?
Yes.
So.
Yes.
When did you decide that Destiny Nicole was going to be your brand name, and what's the story behind it?
I knew that I wanted to see my own name in it's crazy. I wanted to see my name in lights. I wanted to see my name on the billboard. I wanted to see my mother named me.
Right.
So, I feel like my name is going to carry a legacy regardless,
and right.
I want to make my mom proud. I want to make my grandma proud. I want to make my family proud. That's the name I was born with. That's the name that I want in headlights. That's right. The name that I want, everybody chanting.
Right, right,
and
right.
I'm proud of my name,
That's what's up, And I like to hear stories like that, And I know your family's going to be very proud when they see that, right? When they see the inner lights, that's my destiny. You know how moms are that. That's my destiny.
Yes, I'm
a dad,
time.
So I'm, you know, I'm a dad, so I'm like, man, if I see my kids up there in the lights, I might shed a couple tears, because that's my kids. So I can definitely understand that. So let me ask you this: how would you describe your music to someone who's never heard it before, but getting ready to listen to it right at that moment?
Oh my God. I have so much different music that I like to say, if Lisa, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey,
wow.
Janae Aiko, and whoever like had a baby, like, and that would be
Destiny Nicole. That is a variety right there. And the fact that you started with Lisa lets me know that you know your music. Like, you know your music.
I love freestyle music.
Right. But that's my dope.
Wake me up every morning to clean to Lisa. Who was that? Never gonna give you up.
Right.
Never gonna let you down. All of that. Oh my gosh.
Right. Yo, that's that. You taking me back. You know what I'm saying? You taking me back.
I'm a 90s baby. So I love
well, I'm an 80s. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely understand. You know what I'm saying? So let me ask you this. Like, you like a variety of different music, I can tell, mm-hmm. right? Yes. Who would you say, you know, besides what you mentioned, who would you say inspired you to say, okay, you know what? This is what I love, and it is, and because of that, mm-hmm. I'm gonna kind of take that into my career, or kind of follow that path, or try to build my own path off of that influence.
It's crazy, right? Because mm-hmm. out of all the artists, the one artist that truly really has inspired me, like, with his story, and how he carried himself, and you know, the music that he knew he wanted to do, and that was Michael Jackson.
Wow, that's what's up.
Michael Jackson, definitely. What I was like, what? Oh my God. Everybody is just like, he could just stand there and everybody's just going crazy.
Right. 2 minutes straight, just stand there.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Losing their vocal cords, losing their marbles over this.
Right. Thing. More than once. You know what I'm saying?
It was because of the music, you know, that the music moved those people in ways that, like, nobody would understand. Like,
right.
How can that one man, like, really move somebody with, like, these songs?
This might be a hard question, or it might be an easy one. What is your favorite Michael Jackson song? You can give me more than one, because he got hits after hits and hits. Yeah, why not? You give me you can treat it like your top five. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me your top five.
Top five.
You don't gotta give me five, but you know.
All right. So I think my first one has to be You Rock My World. Then it's You Know I'm Bad.
Right.
Then you have, obviously, Billie Jean.
Yeah.
You got You Are Not Alone. That's my jam. That's my go-to when I'm feeling down and I need some inspiration. I'll literally listen to that song and I'll cry my eyes out. But I'll listen to it. And then the fifth one. Beat me, hate me, you can never break me, you can never kill me.
Definitely. Michael Jackson's definitely a household name, no matter what. You know, I got a 4-year-old running around. He knows who Michael Jackson is. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, I love that.
You know, it's real cool that his music can transcend. You know, after the past, right? But I wanna dig deeper into what you got going on. You got this before we actually get into your single, mm-hmm. what is your process when you're in the studio? Do you have to have does your environment gotta be a certain way before you create a song? Do you have to have a certain vibe or a certain look, certain colors and things like that before you get in there? Some people have to have mm-hmm. specific things before they jump into it, you know, and some people could just walk in and get it done. So what about you?
For me, I feel like, one, I don't like a lot of people in like a studio session, because if you're not there to add on to like what I'm doing, just, you don't need to be there. You can like listen to the after, you know, the after love of it. But I like to just go in and there's times where I'll go in and I'm dressed up, but there's times where I'll go in and I'm just like in sweatpants, no makeup, and I'm just like doing my own thing. But it's really just, I just want to go in there and sing and express myself and tell a story. Right. You know, if somebody can relate to it, then, you know, that's the movement of the music.
Right, right. So I'm going to ask you a more serious question. This question that I got for you.
I got it
for one of my homies, CEO Khaki. Okay. He's got a podcast, and he asked this one question, and it had a lot of people thinking. So I want to pose this one question to you. Okay. And in the course of what you've been through all throughout your life up to now, are you living or are you surviving?
I'm living.
Okay, elaborate.
I'm living. I'm living in the moment.
Right.
I'm not taking anything for granted. Like, I'm just living in the moment. What is, I'm already surviving. I'm alive, right? I'm here. Right. God gave me another day to see.
Right.
I gotta be grateful. I gotta be blessed. I gotta be humble. So I'm living. I'm living definitely. In the moment.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I definitely like that. Let's talk about this single, Links. Who produced it? Give us the concept behind it. How long it took you to write the song?
So my friend in Brazil, his name is Diego Martin. Mm-hmm. He produced the beat. So he goes by Martin Beats on Instagram. So you guys can check him out there. You said how long it took me to write the song.
How long it took you? Yeah, so the concept behind it and how long you took to write the song. You don't have to necessarily say it in that order, but, you know.
Okay. So it took me about maybe 3 hours to write the song. The concept, it was really just, at the time, like, the Sneaky Link vibes were it. Everybody was making a song about Sneaky Links. And I was like, dang, it would be dope to, like, write a song about, like, you know, like, what everybody is doing right now.
Right.
What's hot, what is trending right now, right? Sneaky right. Links is trending. So that was pretty much, like, the concept of that. And then I was just like, you know what? Let's wait a little while. Let's wait until, right. like, everybody's done with the Sneaky Links. And then we can put it out.
Right, right.
And get people talking again about Sneaky Links. Okay, great.
Yeah, I hear you. First of all, shout out to my business partner, Tampa Mystic Industries Most Wanted. She is tapping in, checking us out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie Thomas Fletcher. You know what I'm saying? AKA What's Black Tape on? Cartel checking in. You know what I'm saying? I won't put that up there. I know y'all out there, so I appreciate y'all. Put them comments on there so we can let you, so we can let Destiny know you here to support her. You get what I'm saying? So you got a video out, right?
I do.
Video was dope. I ain't gonna lie to you. Video
was
dope.
Thank you so much.
How did you, who directed it? And who, how did you come up with the concept or the treatment for that video?
Well, to be honest, the concept, the treatment, it was shot and directed by Manny Pix.
Okay.
He's dope videographer. Also co-directed by Shy Butter, as well as Ellie Pix.
Okay.
And it was featuring King Brandon.
Dope.
Yeah, starring King Brandon.
That's what it is. I mean, y'all need to go check that out. You know what I'm saying? Links.
Yes, link YouTube, in the bio.
Link right in the now. Bio on Instagram. Hold up. Let me just make sure they know how to get to you because they, you know, people be like, I don't know what your Instagram is. Yeah, we're going to fix that
right
now.
You better check it right now.
We about, you know, go. Let me hit that show. It should pop up any second now. There you go. Follow Destiny Nicole on Instagram.
I am
Destiny Nicole. Stop playing. Yeah, you got to support. You got to show people where to get to you. You know what I'm saying? So they don't got no excuses. I don't know what the Instagram is. You can read. You can see that right there. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. Tell me your process to picking beats. How do you know that beat is the right beat for you when you're ready, you know, before you get in there and write a song to it?
Well, I guess it depends on my mood, too. Like, let's say I'm in the studio and they're playing, like, ballads. I'm like, and I'm like happy in the moment, and I'm like, I got adrenaline. I'm like, I want to move. Like, give me some pop, give me some freestyle thing. and you're playing ballads, like, I'm just, no, that's not the vibe.
Right.
That's not the vibe. So it just depends on the mood and, like, what I want to talk about, really.
Right. That leads me to my next question. Shout out to, again, my business partner, Tampa Mystic. The question she had for you was, ask her what's the most personal song she's written?
Ooh. The most personal song I've written. Can I give you more than one?
Yeah. You can give me as many songs as you want.
I have two.
Okay.
One of them is called Anxiety, which is coming out very soon, by the way. Coming out during Anxiety Awareness Month. So if you guys Google that, you might figure out when I'm going to drop that. So I'll give you guys that little Easter egg right there.
Oh, that's what's up.
And then one that's out, it's called Feel Better.
Feel Better?
It's just about basically trying to make somebody feel better. Like you're not worried about yourself, you're not worried about anybody else, you're worried about like this one person that you're stuck on that you love like so much, and you want to make sure that they're good, but they're not opening up.
Right.
But like you're still trying, you're still there, right. And you're trying to break down that barrier, you're still trying to break down that wall. So it's out, you can check it out. It's on my
Well, first of all, mental first EP, by the way. Definitely mental health is definitely important. You know, it sounds like that you really tuned into your mental health. You don't have to dig. You don't have to, you know, give us all the information, but let me ask you this. Is there still things that you feel like are still walls that you're trying to break down internally that you're still working on?
I'm right now in a stage where I'm just like trying to find or trying to gain the wisdom of discernment.
Okay.
To have like a better judgment. You know, like what is good for me, what's not good for me, what's good for my team, you know, right. what's good for everybody that's around me. Because in this world, you can't be selfish.
Right.
You know, you have to be very selfless. Being selfless gets you way more further than being selfish.
Right.
So, I think that's where I'm at right now.
Okay. You got an EP coming soon.
I do.
Talk to us about it. In fact, first of all, shout out your management. We're going to talk about the management in a minute. We're going to talk about the management. Don't think we're going to let you slide. Don't think we're going to let you slide. We're going to talk about you in a minute, but let's talk about the EP, right? Mm-hmm. You got an EP coming. How many songs we talking? What's the vibe of the EP?
And then when do you feel like you're talking? To be honest, I feel like we're still like adding songs to it. Like, it's just like, It keeps on telling a story. Every time we go through the catalog, it's like, okay, wait, maybe we're not done.
Right.
You know,
right.
Then we go to the studio and record something else, and then we're just like, oh, maybe, you know, this could be it's a long process, but I'm excited for it.
Right.
So
right.
It could be 6, it could be 7, it could be 15.
Yeah, well, once you get past that 6, 7, we talking album now. You know what I'm saying? We talking album or project, however you want to call it. It's all good. But I know you got a vibe, you know. So what do you think what do you think the vibe, the direction of it is, the way the direction is going right now? Is there a specific type of story you're trying to tell, or are you still developing it as you go?
I feel like there's not enough talk about genuine love in the world.
That's a fact.
You know, it's a lot of, you know, rah-rah going on, and there's not enough like talking about like, you know, your actual feelings and
right.
You know, loving people, whether it's being in love or like, you know, loving a friend, right. A family member. It's not enough love being talked about.
Right.
So it's very lover girl, it's very sexy, it's very sultry, very soulful. You know, I'm trying to do different things with this album that I did with my I mean, with this EP, I'm sorry. It's not an album.
I got you saying album, see?
Look at you, you got me messing up. You got me messing up out here. But we manifesting it. We manifesting an album.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely.
But yeah, so it's very different than my past projects. And I'm very excited. I'm so excited. I can't wait to release new music and actually, like, feed the people.
I definitely feel you with that. And you know, being an artist myself, that's one of the things I kind of always think about. Mm-hmm. Like, can I put out music that's going to make you feel a certain type of way, right? Like, you know, yeah, or not just a certain type of way that is really relatable, right? Yeah. Like, can I get you to relate to what I'm saying? And then to translate into your life. So it sounds like that's what you're doing with your music, but you bring it back something that we haven't seen in a long while, which is, you know, love and real R&B and things like that. Do you create multiple genres of music, or are you in one particular lane, I should say?
No, I do have fun with different genres. You know, like I said, I'm very much in my R&B bag.
Right.
But there's like tons of pop records that I have that are so, like, they're unreleased, obviously. You guys are going to get them soon, I promise. But it's, you know, I have pop records, I have freestyle records that, you know, that I'm working on that I really want to, you know, I really want to bring back that music that makes you move, like, take me in your arms. Like,
right.
Music like that. Like, I want to bring that. I want to bring back that music, man.
That's what's up. You know, having a team in this business is very important, right? Mm-hmm. Like, talk to me about your team, your manager. Like, who's behind Destiny Nicole? Success.
Retisha is my manager. We started working at the very beginning of this year. You know, we've known each other for quite a long time. And she's just awesome. She's awesome. She's like, she's always backed me up. She's always been in my corner. So I felt like when she came to me and she was like, you know, like, would, you know, are you down to, like, you know, do this? And I'm like, hell yeah. Like, I trust you with, like, literally my life. So, all right. You know, we decided to work together, and, you know, ever since then, it's been nothing but up from here.
Right. Well, shout out to your manager.
Shout out to Retisha. Yes, she's here. Can I show her?
You know. Yeah, yeah, you can
Hi,
show her.
How are you? Thank you guys so much. I can't hear you, but thank you. Blessings. Thank you so much. All good.
More blessings, you know.
Shout out to R&B Playlist, because she is the curator of R&B playlists. We have, like, and it's only R&B. Only Definitely. R&B, simply R&B. We're trying.
So she does
R&B
that.
R&B music is not dead.
Right. She does that, I think, with my homie Jay Hatch. You know what I'm saying? I think, mm-hmm. Yup. So I seen you part of some of Jay Hatch events, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think you did did one of the drop mic performances with him. So talk to me about the experiences of performing. You love to perform. I heard you say that earlier. So talk to me about how performing makes you feel, and what kind of responses do you get after your performance is done?
When I'm on stage, I feel like, I don't know if you ever been to karaoke night.
Yeah.
Like, and you was just like chilling with your friends and you just letting loose and going crazy.
Right.
You know, it's always kind of like that.
Right.
It's kind of like that. Like I'm going up there, even if I don't know you, like at the end of the performance, I'm kind of come up to you and I'm going to say, hey, like, how was that? You know,
and right.
Even if I don't come up to you, you're going to come up to me. If my music moved you, that's the response that I get. As long as it moves you and it made you, oh my God, like, dang, your voice is amazing. And I also have dancers. So we don't only just sing, ha ha, he he. No, I have my dancers. We full on perform. We give a show. Shout out to Steven. Shout out to Stephanie, Umu. Mark, Shantio.
Definitely, definitely. What is your favorite song to perform?
I don't have a favorite. I love all of them. I have fun. You can't let me have beef with my little babies.
No, that's cool. It's cool. You know what I mean? I definitely understand. Like you give it your all on every single song.
Ooh, actually I do. I have three.
Okay.
I have three. Can I give you three?
Yeah.
I love performing Lynx. I love performing West Side. And I love performing Bubble Bath. Bubble Bath is very pop, kind of. Lynx is very sexy, very, you know, like I can, you know, talk my stuff. And then West Side is kind of in the middle of like being very playful and, you know, also being able to dance and be sexy and, you know, telling someone, meet me on the West Side. You know, let's go.
Right.
Let's take a trip.
What do you feel is the biggest lesson you've learned since you've been in this music business so far?
Never take no for an answer.
Okay.
Believe in yourself. Have faith in yourself as much as you have faith in the artists that inspire you.
Right.
Dang, I don't want to shoot myself in the foot. Doesn't. We'll leave it at that.
No, it's cool. Definitely, that's good. Here's another one for you.
We'll leave it at that.
Here's another one for you. If you had the opportunity to go back in time and talk to your younger self, about anything, what do you think that conversation will start off at? Like,
I'm sorry, you was breaking up. Say that again.
If you had the opportunity to go back in the past and maybe talk to your younger self, you can choose whatever age that is, right? And you wanted to give that younger self some information, some jewels, some gems. What would you feel like the first thing you would say to yourself at that point in time? If you could go back in time and talk to yourself.
I would probably tell myself to just keep going. Keep having the attitude, keep having the drive, keep having, you know, the hunger to learn new things. Keep, you know, just keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
Because you're on the right track.
Right.
I wouldn't try to steer myself any different.
That's what's up. You know what I mean? I think about stuff like that all the time. You know what I mean? Like, so I was like, you know what, let me ask her. You know how she feel about something like that. You on the grind live. This is On The Grind Live, and I got a specific question specific to the grind, right? So what do you feel like your definition of grind is?
Not taking no for an answer. You keep going. Regardless as to what life throws at you, whatever obstacles that come your way, you still pick it up and you go. You fall, you pick yourself up and you go. You don't expect nobody to do anything for you. At the end of the day, it's you. The only one that can hold you back is the only person that can hold yourself back is yourself. So if That's you keep fact. Yourself going, you grinding. You grind.
Right. I think as long as you don't never quit, right, you have the opportunity to succeed, right? Because quitting is guaranteed failure, right? So as long as you don't ever quit, there's always an opportunity to succeed, you know? So I definitely understand that. So what else is in Destiny Nicole's future in or outside of the music business?
I'm always in the studio, so I'm just going to keep on working. Like I said, there's a lot of new music that I'm ready to feed to the public. You know, I'm not holding back anymore. I want to do things right. So as much as I want to feed, I want to take my time with it as well. So that way I'm doing things right. And with my team and Ratisha, I know where everything is going to fall into place. What's for me is for me.
Right. It's important to go through that process. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So shout out to your team and all that good stuff. So outside of your Shout out outside of the Instagram that we got scrolling at the bottom. So stop playing. If y'all ain't go follow her, you know what I'm saying? And you need to go follow her now. What is your other social medias out there that we need to make sure we paying attention to?
I am on TikTok at I am Destiny Nicole. Same as below. Everything is the same. I am Destiny Nicole.
Okay, well, that's good. So you're TikTok, making it a lot easy.
Snapchat. Well, I don't really be on Snapchat like that, but TikTok, X now, I think it's called. I think it's Twitter, Destiny Nicole X28.
Yeah.
That's probably like the only thing that I got.
Shout out to Gregory Call. What up, Dez?
What's going on, Gregory?
Yeah, I appreciate y'all tuning in, you know what I'm saying? And all that good stuff, you know, letting us know you here, you know what I'm saying? So listen, any shout outs, anybody that you want to shout out? You gave some shout outs earlier, but this is the opportunity to put it out there.
No, yeah, I definitely want to shout out. Obviously, I shout out my manager, Retisha. I want to shout out Manny. I want to shout out Hatch, Jay Hatch. He's amazing. Shout out Tony Dofat. Shout out my mama. Shout out to all my friends that's watching. Shout out to R&B playlist. out here. Shout out to Sha. Shout out to On the Grind. We outside. We here. We live. Yeah. Shout out to IMI because they let me
DJ do your thing.
Let me do my thing here. Shout out to DJ Trace. Shout out Fluff. Shout out to everybody that's really on my side. Shout out DJ Drewski. Shout out Power 105. Shout out freaking Hot 97.
Right.
Shout out Bobby Trends.
Shout out to all the New York DJs. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Sorry, you know what it is.
Shout out
to
all the New York DJs.
You know what I mean? Shout out to all the DJs. You know what I mean? Any last words you want to give to the people out there before we get out of here?
I think in general, I say don't let any doubt that you have in your heart, mind, body, and soul stop you from what you feel like is gonna help you get to the next level. Whether it's music, whether it's another job, whether it's, I don't know, a friendship, a relationship. You know, don't hold yourself back from your own blessings.
Right.
And that's pretty much that. Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know.
Well, Destiny, I appreciate you spending some time with us. You know what I'm saying?
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. For
anybody that might have just been tuning in and you want to go check it out, you can, you know, hit the rewind button on YouTube, On the Grind Live, and you'll be able to listen to it from front to back. We'll also have it on our podcast platforms, you know, iHeartRadio, Spotify, all that good stuff soon. So make sure y'all tune in. And we just going to keep it grinding and keep it moving. Salute to everybody that tuned in, that put that comment in there. We let us know that you were here. No matter what platform you're listening on, we greatly appreciate it. Shaw Cypher, Destiny Nicole, let's go.
Thank you, Shaw, for having me so much.